Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Eclipsed by Darkness. With each eclipse, there is a gradual obscuration of light, moments of total darkness, and the promise of light returned. This recurring pattern has been with us since the dawn of creation. No, I'm not referring to a solar eclipse. The phenomenon I am referring to occurs when sin blocks out the light of the S-O-N sun. On April 8th, millions of people gathered in the path of totality over North America to catch a rare glimpse of total darkness in the middle of day. Just as the moon obscured the light of the sun, sin obscures the light of the Son of God. Solar eclipses are rare. Unfortunately, spiritual eclipses are not. A solar eclipse is a fascinating celestial event that occurs when the Earth, Moon, and Sun align. This alignment casts a shadow on Earth. Partial or total darkness occurs during daylight hours. Protective eyewear is needed to safely observe the event. There are some interesting parallels between a solar eclipse and a spiritual eclipse. Let's take a look. With a solar eclipse, there is a gradual obscuration of light as the moon gradually covers the sun. Similarly, sin creeps into our lives subtly. Small compromises accumulate, dimming our spiritual vision. An eclipse progresses through stages. Likewise, sin's effects unfold over time. Just as physical darkness obscures sight, sin blinds us to God's truth and love. People in the path of totality experience momentary darkness. During totality, much like nightfall, temperatures drop and winds lighten. Insects and animals react as if night had arrived early. Nocturnal animals briefly become active and diurnal animals fall asleep. Crickets chirp, frogs croak, and mosquitoes and gnats swarm to feed. If we persist in any one area of sin long enough, we become shrouded in total darkness, and the nocturnal instinct of sin within us thrives. John 3:19 makes it clear that there are times when we prefer darkness to light. It states, "Everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed." The Bible gives us countless examples of people turning away from the light, preferring instead to live in the darkness of sin. Sadly, we don't need to look to the good book to witness this reality. We have all likely experienced periods of momentary darkness in our own lives. With a solar eclipse, whether partial or total, there is always the promise of light. The recent eclipse ended and the sun reappeared. Likewise, God's grace pierces sin's darkness. Romans 5 verse 20 reminds us that where sin abounds, grace abounds even more. The eclipse's conclusion mirrors the hope of redemption. John 3:16 is always there to remind us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life." To observe a solar eclipse, we need proper protection. Looking at the sun without proper eye protection, such as certified eclipse glasses or solar viewers, can result in solar retinopathy or retinal damage from exposure to solar radiation. If we look at the sun during a total eclipse, the highly specialized cells inside our eyes don't feel any pain. It often takes days or even weeks before we experience vision loss. Unfortunately, there is no treatment for solar retinopathy. It can improve or worsen, but it is a permanent condition. Likewise, as a result of sin, spiritual blindness can occur. At first, we might not experience the pain of our sin. We might not realize the serious damage that is occurring until permanent damage has occurred. We always know that we can seek forgiveness for Jesus for our sins. We have the assurance that His mercy is greater than our sins. However, long after we have been forgiven, the scars of those sins remain. Just as looking at a solar eclipse requires eye protection, Christians need protection from the evil of sin. Ephesians 6 verses 10 and 11 states, "Finally, draw your strength from the Lord and from His mighty power. Put on the armor of God so that you may be able to stand firm against the tactics of the devil." We should all examine where we are standing right now. We should look around to see if we are standing in partial darkness, in the path of total darkness, or in the light of Christ. The darkness of sin and the solar eclipse intersect in our human experience. Both evoke humility and a longing for light. As Christians, we must recognize the dangers of sin's shadows, and we must cling to the promise that God's grace shines brighter. Just as the sun emerged from behind the moon, the Son of God dispels sin's darkness, thus illuminating our heart, mind, and soul. In this cosmic dance between light and darkness, we must seek forgiveness, embrace grace, and walk toward the eternal light that awaits us beyond the eclipse of sin. We find this assurance in the words of Jesus in John 8, verse 12. "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, guide my steps and keep me away from the zone of darkness. Help me always to stay in the light of your Son. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. I invite you to visit me at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. There you can click the link to contact me. I love to hear from my listeners. You can also invite me to your church to put on a retreat or purchase my book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. Don't forget to like this podcast and please share it with others. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.